And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we have another Italian wine tonight. That's what we've got going on. And I don't know if I can pronounce it all, even though I have Italian blood in me. I don't really speak the language, and I don't really read it that well, but I'll do my best not to butcher up the label too much as I read it to you. And as we try out the wine, we're going to taste it, we're going to review it, we're going to pair it with some food, and then we're just going to kick back and relax and have a great time, because that's what we do on this show. Now, if you're joining me for the first time, or the 167th, or 57th time, I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself here. The 157th time, this is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have my show notes here. They are right here. We don't always follow them, of course, verbatim, because, well, the show isn't about me. It's a little bit about the wine. It's just the catalyst to get us started. But this show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back, relaxing with our favorite libation, no matter what it is, our favorite snacks, no matter what they are, and just having a great time. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We keep it nice and easy, and just something that brings people together, not tear them apart, but brings people together. And boy, do I have a show lined up for you tonight. I hope you'll stick around. We'll have some fun. All right, we're going to pair it with some food. And I have a lovely dish that my lovely wife, she has prepared for me just before the show. And then we're going to toast some national days. And, oh, I have a special toast for a very special occasion for a very special couple. And I really want to toast them. It's their wedding day. And I want to toast them as well. And I hope we'll all toast it together. Of course, we're going to tell some dad jokes. And maybe if you can put in your best or worst dad jokes into the chat, maybe you can win a dad joke book. If you haven't already won one, I've given away a few already. And we're going to show an animated film, a short. This is a stop motion animated film that I made 45, almost 46. It'll be 46 in August. I know the exact date, as a matter of fact, because we put it in the film. A rarity, but the exact date is in there. And this is something I made with my buddies nearly 46 years ago. And it's a little comedy. It's a lot of fun. We were teenagers when we made this. And we had a great time. And I think you'll enjoy it, especially if you knock out a few beers or something, whatever you're drinking, it'll probably be especially funny. you can drink anything you want. I don't want to specify that you have to drink wine. Wine is great. We're going to review the wine, but we don't have to drink wine. You can drink whatever you want. You can drink beer. You can drink tequila, vodka, rum, coke, you know, whatever you want to drink. You can drink soda. Although I don't recommend soda, it's not that healthy, but you can if you want. Water is great. In fact, I have some water right here, and I'll be drinking a little bit of that too as we go along. So, just drink whatever you want with me. It's fine. As long as you're legal to drink it, it's legal to drink. And you can snack along with me too, so that's fine. The important thing is that we're doing it right here together and having a great time in the chats. Now, of course, you can chat with me on YouTube, live on YouTube, Drink with Rick. On the Facebook page is Drink with Rick. Twitch is Drink with Rick 1, Drink with Rick in the number 1, all one word. That's twitch.tv/DrinkWithRick1. On Twitter is at Drink with Rick, and we're on Odyssey at Drink with Rick, and the live stream going on there is the name of this particular wine tonight, which is the Cantina Sacanini. So you can check it out there. Now, we are live on the website at drinkwithrick.com. I don't have a chat going on there. The chats are on the other five venues. I don't have a chat going on live right here on the website at drinkwithrick.com, right there. But if you click on the post for this live feed going on right now, you'll get a post, a page, and you'll get a comment box, and you can type in your comments below, and I will respond in kind. It won't be immediately. It goes to the blog, and I'll read it later, but I will read it, and I will respond to you, and I will read it on the next episode of the show. How about that? Also, the podcast. If you can't watch now, can't watch later, you can listen later anytime. The podcast goes out Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Eastern Daylight Time right now, as it is. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, and by email. If you click on the little blue button, if you can see it right here, if you're not watching, if you can't see it, or you're listening, you go to drinkwithrick.com, click on the subscribe page, you'll see a little blue button there, it says by email, put your email address in the box, and you'll get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops on Monday nights, and no salesman will call, that's just for the show, that's all. And you can unsubscribe at any time, but please don't, I'm not going to ask you on YouTube, I'm not going to ask you or beg you to subscribe or hit the little blue bell is it a blue bell? No, it's a little bell on the side. I don't know. I don't pay attention to that bell, to be honest. But you can do that if you want. That's a notification bell. I think that's what it is. As you can get the notifications every time a new episode comes down, and it's fine. Please do that. You can also buy me coffee on the website. You can buy me coffee or two or three or five, and the proceeds go towards paying for the prizes that we give away on the show. But there's no obligation to do any of that. There really isn't. And to be honest, if you can't afford it, please don't. I mean, especially these days, you need the money more than you need me to entertain you, okay? But please, please watch the show if you can. Yes, you're welcome to support the show. And if you want to buy a bottle of wine, or if you are a vintner and you want to send me a bottle of wine to review for the show, I will be happy to do so, and I will give it a fair and an honest review. That's what we do here. And I will let everyone know that it is a bottle that is provided for me for a fair and honest review. Okay, so but these right now, I'm purchasing myself. They come out of my own pocket. So anyway, so this is what we have tonight. Let me show you what we have tonight. Well, before I do that, let's get to the chats and see who's in the chats tonight. Dan is in the chat. Dan, it's great to see you. And he says, salute, Rick, and salute right back at you, Dan. Missed you last week or so. How you doing? You doing all right? And I'm glad to see you here, by the way. I don't know if you missed the opening itinerary, but we're going to toast a wedding, some national days. We're going to tell some dad jokes. You could win a dad joke book if you put your dad jokes in there. You could win a dad joke book. I'd love to give one away to you. And I'm going to show Around the Pool in 80 Laps, which is a short stop-motion animated film I made way, way back in the day on standard 8. This isn't Super 8. This is regular 8mm. And it's in Cinevision. It is my own widescreen Cinevision, photography, cinematography. I'll explain it later as we do the film. It'll be fun. Quite unusual for an 8mm film. But I was experimenting. I love to experiment and stuff. And I experiment with this whole show, by the way. But I'm glad to see you here, Dan. And let's see who else we have going on in the chats. Kind of quiet. I don't know if CM Sinner's in the chat yet, but let's see. Okay. And we have YouTube going on live. Everything's good live there. Good live everywhere else. And looks like we're good. Okay. Looks like we're okay. Going on strong. All five platforms that we're on. That's very good. All right. So let me show you the wine that we're going to open tonight. This is called a Cantina Zaccanini. It is a Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. This is a 2019 red wine. And at the bottom, it gives who it's bottled by, and it's in Italian. 13% alcohol by volume. Here's the back label. It says, bottled by Azienda Agricola Ciccio Zagnini, SRLD Marcello Zagnini. And it's a product of Italy. Not much else on here. There is a little, in the lower left-hand corner of this label, there is a little insignia here. Imported by Eddystone, Pennsylvania. Oh, is imported by winesu.com. Winesu. I guess that's what it is. Eddystone, Pennsylvania. I don't know. 13% ABV in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. And that's what we've got. So we're going to open up this wine. In fact, let's get to the opening. Oh, I almost forgot. I can't forget this. Let me show you what my lovely wife, Chi, has prepared to pair this with tonight. Tonight we have, it looks like a ribeye steak here, and we have a beef summer sausage, and then we have the unexpected cheddar with parm, which should go pretty well with this wine, by the way. And we have, guess what's back? We have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Wow, that should be really good. We've been missing that cheese for a while, and it goes great with pretty much every wine that we've tried it with. In fact, it saved a wine or two during the course of the show. And then we have in the middle of it, we have, what is this? It's a cheese. You could probably tell me you're in the chat here later on. I think this is a sponge cake of some sort. A rice cake, I guess, is what it is. We'll try that out a little bit later on. But in the meantime, let's get to opening this wine. And I have my, let's see what I have here. Foil cutter? Where's my foil cutter? Now, that's the only thing, is that my foil cutter may be missing. Where is my foil cutter? Usually I have everything set to go, but my foil cutter is nowhere to be found. I think I moved it. I probably moved it when, you know what? There's another way to do this, if I can. Nope, it won't do it. It's not loose enough. All right, foil cutter. I thought I had my... Wait. Is it down there? No, it's not. It's a cable. I thought I had my foil cutter right here. Let's see if I can move some equipment around. Oh, yes, it is. It's here. It's underneath. It's underneath my Rodecaster Pro. I have a Rodecaster Pro down there for audio. And there it is. Whew, saved. There we go. There's a nice save. Nah, that came off easy. I'm not going to bother editing that. Why not? All right. So, a little drama for the show. Keeps it interesting, right? All right. I've got my mechanical corkscrew going here. Okay, my lovely wife, she says this is mochi cake. Mochi cake. And mochi, mochi. What this is right here she's talking about is a mochi cake. Is it mochi? I think so. Okay. All right, back to the show. All right, I have my aerator, my trusty aerator, ready to go. And, of course, to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty Galway genuine Irish crystal glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. I'm going to pour a little bit of this wine in here. There we go. Just a little bit for starters. Set that aside. I'll remove the cork. I'll decork the corkscrew later. Give it a little bit of a swirl. And then we'll set it aside to let it open up. Oxygenate a little bit. And while it's doing that, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I picked this up at Trader Joe's, I believe, sometime back, didn't I? Yes, I did. It's been sitting on the back in that spot right there where you can see that other bottle of wine waiting in the wings. And I'll tell you about that wine later. Somebody reminds me. And I looked around for some information on this wine. It was not hard to find. This seems to be a very popular wine, very well-liked wine. Vivino gives it 3.8 stars out of 5. It seems to get some pretty good reviews. People seem to like this wine, and the 2019 vintage seems to be a very good one. I checked around some other places. Empire Wine, which had it for $13.95. They have a strike through over $17.60, and they've got it for $13.95. Gives it 5 out of 5 stars with 3 reviews. However, when you're going to the site of a retailer selling the wine, I don't know that I can always trust the reviews 100% of the time. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It kind of depends. We'll talk about that another time. Not now. Wine Searcher has it, $17, and they give it 3.5 stars out of 4. I think that's 4 stars out of 4 reviews. Oh, no, it's 5 stars. Okay. And so it gets some pretty decent reviews there. Natalie McLean. Now, this is a site that I never heard of before. I should have, right? She does wine reviews and pairing courses. She teaches courses in wine pairing. Natalie McLean. That's nataliemclean.com. And I'm on her website there. She's giving the basic stats on the wine. Alcohol 12.5%, dry red wine. And she gives it an 89. Her score is an 89 out of 100. Now, I'm not going to read all of this. I didn't really read. I just kind of skimmed through it before. But she gives it some fairly decent marks. So I'm looking forward to trying this wine out. I'm really looking forward to trying it out tonight. All right, well, let's go ahead and try this wine out. Let me check the chats one more time. And Dan, glad you're here. Chi, glad you're here as well. Anyone else? I am not doubting at all that Twitch is a little bit quiet right now. There's some events going on. There's some things going on right now. We're going to toast one of them in just a little bit. I'm looking forward to it. But I don't want to spill the beans on that just yet. Let me check one more time, Twitter and YouTube. Okay, we're good. All right, I tell you what, let's give this wine a little bit of a taste, a little more of a swirl, a little bit of a taste. Plum. Now, what we got going here? Nothing. Okay. I just want to make sure we're good there online. All right. I give it a little bit of a whiff just before I tasted it. And I was getting some plum, and I'm getting some blackberry notes of blackberry in here. Some dark fruit. And a hint of cherry, but mostly some dark fruit. Try it again. Okay. Maybe that's not cherry. Maybe that's raspberry. Hello. There's some red and black fruits in here. I thought I was tasting some cherry at the very beginning, but this might be more raspberry than cherry. This is an easy drinking wine so far. I've just tasted it, but it went down very smooth. There's some tannin in the wine. It is somewhat tannic, but kind of medium tannic. But it's a fairly smooth wine. It is a dry wine. And that's what I've seen in the reviews, but it's not too tannic, and it's not too dry. I mean, it's dry. My wife probably wouldn't like it because it's probably too dry for her. But I am getting. Let me see if I'm still getting the plum in here. Not so much the plum anymore, but I am getting a mix of blackberry, raspberry, and just a hint of cherry. That's interesting. It's a little bit oaky, not much. It's a little bit oaky, but it's okay. I don't know if I'm tasting a few other things. I think I'm tasting a couple of spices in here too. I'm not really sure what they are. There's a little bit of spice in here, I think. You know, just a little bit of spice. But I so far the wine is nice. It has a nice smooth finish. It's fairly smooth, and it goes down nice, and it finishes nicely. It's not a harsh finish or a really super bold finish. This is not really a super bold wine. And in fact, I think that's one of the reasons why I like it right off the bat, is because it's not super bold. It's actually really not that bold at all. It's kind of it's a little bit. I'd say it's a little bit easier to drink, a little bit lighter. But it's not a bad wine so far. But we'll try it out with the food. We'll see how it pairs with the foods. Now, from what I was reading online a little bit about this wine is that this one lady, this Natalie McLean, was recommending it with some cheeses, smoked cheeses, and grilled sirloin steak and gourmet burgers is what she said. I don't have a gourmet burger. I don't have sirloin, but I've got a little bit of ribeye, so that might go well with that. We're going to give it a try here. Before we do, Alan Sherrod's in the chat. And Sheridan, probably Kathy. It might be Kathy and Sheridan rather than Sheridan and Kathy, but maybe both, right? It's Kathy. Okay. Well, Kathy's great to see you in the chat. And Kathy says, high school proms, says Kathy. And Amy's in the chat. And Amy's great to see you too. Cheers, Rick. Happy birthday, she says. And cheers right back at you, Amy. Please stick around because we're gonna have some fun. And this Italian wine, I'm really liking it. Now, there were a couple of wines a couple of weeks ago that I did not care for at all. One of them I wound up pouring after the show in a couple of days in the fridge. I wound up just pouring it out in the sink because she didn't even want to cook with it. But the one that we had last week was really, really good. And this one, this one's heading that way too. I'm kind of liking this one. We're going to pair it with some food right now. And please, Kathy, Sherrod, Amy, and Ed. Ed's in the chat too. Ed's here for a bit. Ed says, Ed, I'm glad you are here, Ed. And I did receive your text message here. Hadn't had a chance to respond to it yet. It's been quite a week, but, I'll get back to you on that here. As a matter of fact, I might read that somewhat on the show, if it's okay. Amy and Kathy and Sherrod, everybody, thanks for being here. And we're going to tell a few dad jokes in a little bit. You could win a dad joke book. Now, Ed, you already won a dad joke book a couple weeks ago, and you did say that you did receive it, and I'm glad you did. But we're going to tell some dad jokes, put out your worst and your best dad jokes, and we'll pick one out and see if we can pick a winner for the dad joke book this week. Anyway, back to the wine. Let's get the pairing out of the way so we can have some fun, right? Some real fun. Okay, so this is what we have to pair it with. We're going to try it first with the ribeye. Let's try it with the ribeye, okay? Now, we really did have this ribeye for dinner. These are leftovers. I can't afford a full course meal for this show, trust me. I can't afford to grill a steak for this show. Maybe someday. Not today. This is a good ribeye, though. It mixes pretty well with the steak. Now, this was grilled on a gas grill tonight. It has a grilled flavor. The wine is just a little oaky. It's just a hint of oak. And I think that helps the steak, but it actually goes pretty well with it. And it's not bad. It's not bad at all. I like it. I think this could go pretty well with the steak. I'll tell you what I'd like to try it with. Wrong camera. This one. I tell you what I'd like to try it with next is I'd like to try it with... Now, let me clear the palate for just a moment. Let me clear the palate for a minute. I have a little water here, too. So let me try it with... wrong camera. Here we go. Camera three. Let's try it with this beef summer sausage. I have a feeling this is going to go pretty well with the beef summer sausage. A spicy sausage. And the reason for that. Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very nice mix. If you're into now, I don't even a lot of the pork sausages, but it's just not good for my health. But if you are liking some types of Italian sausages, various types of Italian sausages, I think this is a good wine to pair with those. So I was not at all surprised that it went really well, that it's going really well with this beef summer sausage. Spicy, and I like this pairing. I really like this pairing. We're going to go back to camera three for a moment. Oh, Dan's starting early with the dad jokes, but hey, I'm going to read that in just a little bit, okay? And that's a good one, by the way. All right, let's go back to, you know what I have to do? I forgot to clear the palette again. Let's keep this review fair and honest, right? Okay, let's go back and let's try it with the... This is the unexpected cheddar with Parm. So it has cheddar and it has a white cheddar and Parmesan cheese. And it's unexpected. And I need some more wine. This is a really good cheese, by the way. Also a nice mix. Now, what was your name? Natalie McLean on her website said that it goes good with smoked cheeses. I believe that, but I think this goes good with pretty much any Italian cheese, and you know, a hard cheese like I'm talking about really the mozzarella. I'm talking about cheeses like Parmesan, Romano, things like that. But I think this is a good pairing with the cheese. Let's clear the palate one more time. Now let's go back to camera three and let's try it with. Yes, I do have a drum roll. I do not have a drum roll. I've got to get myself a drum roll. That's one thing I forgot is a drum roll. Let's try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. A personal favorite of mine, and one that's gone well with every wine we've had. Good cheese. Oh, what was that? Creamy. Nice and creamy, but it was something else in there. It got a little more vanilla-y. Okay, is that a word? Vanilla-y? I'm making it a word. It got a little more vanilla-y. It did with the cheese for some interesting reason. At the very end, it kind of opened up. Wow. Well, that was nice, but it was nice and smooth and creamy. They don't call it Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda for nothing, I guess. Very double cream. And, you know, I think the slight, ever slight smokiness of Gouda, some Goudas can be a little bit smoky. It could probably go well with a Gouda, a smoked Gouda. Let's see what we got here. Oh, yes. Back to camera one. I think we're done with the pairing for now, right? All right. Let's have some fun here. And let's go into the chats here. Dan has his dad joke ready. He's got his dad joke already. We're going to do those in just a few minutes. But before we get to those, and I'm saving your dad joke, Dan. You could be a winner. Let's see what everyone else has tonight. Let me check all of the chats. We're good for the time being. All right. Let's go in and toast some National Day, shall we? Everybody have their glasses ready. What's everyone drinking tonight, by the way? And Amy says, love dad jokes, and so do I. I want to say I'm a punny guy, but everybody cringes on that one, right? But I love puns and I love wordplay, and I'm doing it all the time, and to the point where I have my family groaning at the table every time we're having dinner because I throw them all out there. My daughter especially, she's like, oh no, not another dad joke. But I love dad jokes. They're a lot of fun. Okay, so where are we right now? I'm trying to follow this a little bit. Right? National Days. Okay, let's try some National Days. So I pulled up the National Day calendar and nationaldaycalendar.com. That's my friend Marlo Anderson's website. He's the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. I haven't had enough. It's only 13% alcohol by volume. And today is April 3rd for another, we are making some time here, aren't we? We're kind of early into this, aren't we? All right, well, it's fine. April 23rd. Let me get my dad joke wave going here. There we go, the wine wave. By the way, that's courtesy of my daughter, Tia, CM Cinder, as she is known. And she does that. She does that kind of animation and art and all kinds of stuff, of banners and things like that for Twitch streamers and YouTube streamers and podcasters and that sort of thing. And she can make one for you. If you need any art or any animation done like that, she can do that for you. She takes commissions. And by the way, her webpage is tiasavoya.art or tiasavoya.com, either one. And you can see Drink with Rick in the gallery there. But she has a gallery. And you can send her a commission. There's a form there on the site that you can send a commission for. Tell her what you want. And she can put it together for you. She's very good at that. April 23rd. There we go. Let's get that back. April 23rd. Today. 2022. It's National Cherry Cheesecake Day. Wow. I love cherry cheesecake. When was the last time I had a cherry cheesecake? I've had, it's been a long time. I love cherry cheesecake. I've got to toast that. I have to toast it. Here's to National Cherry Cheesecake Day. I'll definitely drink to that. April 23rd is also National Lost Dogs Awareness Day. Lost Dogs Awareness Day. I'm aware that there are lost dogs out there. Are you? Yeah, I mean, we should all be aware of lost dogs, right? And if you find a lost dog, do your best to reunite it with its owner. National Lost Dogs Awareness Day. I'll drink to that. Oh, it's also National Picnic Day. Did you know that? Today is National Picnic Day. You should have gone on a picnic, or at least eaten on the back porch there. Enjoy the sunshine. It was a beautiful day outside. Beautiful day. Perfect day for a picnic, by the way. At least where we are in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know how it was. And, you know, there are some areas of the country that are, getting a lot of rain. I think in California, my sister Gina's been saying they've been getting hammered with a lot of rain in California, which is kind of unusual because California is usually fairly dry. So the rain was welcome. But I think now they're talking about even some flooding. So that's the thing we have to be concerned about out there. But here it was a beautiful day. And Amish Ace is in the chat. Amish Ace, it's great to see you, my friend. How are you doing? And Amish Ace says, hooray for picnic day. That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's all raise our glasses and let's toast National Picnic Day. Here's to National Picnic Day. I will drink to that. And, oh, proper Barnstar. Barnstar's in the chat. And Barnstar, it's great to see you too. I am so glad to see you. It's been so long. I'm really, really happy to see you in the chat. Now, for those of you who are just joining right now, like Amish Ace, Barnstar, and I think, Amy, did you catch what we were going to do tonight? We're going to do the dad jokes. We're going to tell some dad jokes. Somebody could win a dad joke book after we're done with the toasting. Oh, and also for you folks on Twitch, those who know a particular streamer and his now wife, I have a special wedding toast for them too, coming up in just a few moments. So we all need to toast them, right? And also, I'm going to show you a film that I made, a stop motion animated film that I made almost 46 years ago. I think you'll like it. It's funny. So let's go ahead and get to the toasting, the national days. Let's finish that up here. Amish Ace says, cheers. He says, we need rain in California badly. Now, you Northern California right now, because in Southern California, where my sister is, she said they were getting plenty of rain. Barnstar says, thanks, Rick. I posted a greeting to you in the chat a few minutes ago in case you missed it. He says, but it's great to be back. I see it. I had to scroll up. Somehow I missed it. I don't know how I missed that. I'm sorry, Barnstar. Says, hey, you Rick. Sorry, I'm late tonight. Sipping some Argentinian Malbec here and eating smoked Gouda in celebration of hanging out with you again. Well, I am honored. I am so deeply honored, Barnstar, that first of all, I'm honored that you're here. And also for Amish Ace, it is an honor for Amish Ace, for me, to have Amish Ace here. And for those who are not familiar with either one of them, Amish Ace is a Twitch streamer. And you know what, Amish Ace, can you go ahead and post your link to your Twitch stream in there so everybody has it? I don't have anything set up for giving shout-outs for Twitch right at the moment. But if you could put your link in there, I can send it to the other platforms, and then I can get those out there so that we can do that. And Barnstar, also on Twitch, please, Amish Ace, put your link there in the chat and on Twitch, and I will send it out to the other streams so that everybody knows where you are, you can reach you. He's another one of my favorite Twitch streamers. And don't be shy. Just go ahead and do it. It's good. It's okay. It's fine. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to ask everybody here at this point. I'm going to ask everyone here to, if you have any kind of social media or any kind of business thing going on that you would like to promote, put your links in the chat. Dan, Amy, whatever you're doing, you got something you want to promote, something that you're doing business-wise or whatever, feel free to do it. You're not spamming me this time because I'm allowing it. Please put your links in the chat so I can distribute it around to all the chats. It's also true on, Amish Ace says, too kind, one moment, I'm on mobile. Oh, okay, no problem. Understood. Yeah, please do that, though. And I'll send it around. And let me check. Barnstar says, cheers. Oh, yes, it reminds me. Thank you for reminding me, Barnstar. We've got to get back to this. Okay, so it's National Picnic Day. Do we drink to that? Let's do it now. I'll drink to that. All right, it's also National Take a Chance Day. Today is National Take a Chance Day. You know what that means? Take a chance on something. You have a dream. You have a vision for something. You have an aspiration for something. Don't be afraid to take a chance on it, right? You see that special person in the corner that you want to meet, get to know better. Take a chance. Go meet them. You know, when I was younger, I used to be kind of a wallflower, so to speak, and I was really, I was shy around girls, ask them out for a dance or a date or something like that. And I should have taken more chances then. But I was I was really not just shy, but I had that fear of rejection. You know how some people have that fear of rejection. So it prevented me from really taking advantage of that more and going out and meeting more people and getting to know these people better. And but particularly if there was someone that I liked that I wanted to meet and get to know better, I lost those kind of opportunities because I was afraid to just take a chance. So here's the National Take a Chance Day. There's an ABBA song that comes to mind. I'm not going to sing it. No. All right, it's also National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Can you talk like Shakespeare? Boy, talk about some old English. I cannot talk like Shakespeare. I did not have the finesse of and the command of the English language like the Bard had. I'll just say that. But here's the National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. I will drink to that. It's also Celebrate Trails Day. The fourth Saturday in April is Celebrate Trails Day. I used to take a few trails. I used to go camping and hiking, go on weekend hikes. I went on a couple weekend hikes with a friend of mine a while back, and we had a great time. He didn't think I had such a great time. He thought I was going to have a miserable time, but I had a blast. It was a lot of fun. He was really surprised that I said that too at the end, because it rained the whole time and we were slugging through the swamp in Florida, and it was fun. I enjoyed it. And Amy says sometime last week it was National Malbec Day. Wasn't National Malbec Day? Well, we have to drink to Malbec. Now, let's see. Who said they were drinking a Malbec? Was it Amish Ace? Who was drinking the Malbec? It was Barnstar. Barnstar says he's drinking the Argentinian Malbec. And let me tell you, we had an Argentinian Malbec. I had one earlier this week, and it was quite good. I really enjoy that. I like a good Argentinian wine. Anyway, here's to what were we drinking to? I forgot now. National Trails Day. Celebrate Trails Day. I'll drink to that. I still have my old hiking boots down there. I haven't worn them in years. And April 23rd is National Record Store Day. National Record Store Day. It's April 23rd, 2022. It changes annually, but it's National Record Store Day. You remember record stores? I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember record stores. I'm not talking about CD stores. I'm talking about record stores when they had records. I could go on a tangent there because I spent a lot of time in record stores back in the day. I'm old enough. And Barnstar says, okay, let me go back up here. It says Amish Ace. Okay, so Amish Ace left his link here to his let me take a moment to pass that around. And I'm going to pass that link around. There we go. And anyone else who wants to leave a link to their business or company or whatever their enterprise is, or podcast, their YouTube channel, their Twitch channel, whatever they want, just drop it in there. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. It's okay. I'll allow it. And Amish Ace says, Trails Day on Picnic Day. Yeah, I know. It's one of the same, right? You know, picnic on the trail, or go on a picnic and a hike, too. Barnstar says, yeah, feel you there with that one, Rick. If you never take a chance, then you might never know what's on the horizon. That is absolutely true. And I'll drink to that. So, Barnstar, you say I am, and I think you are referring to the record stores, right? What's a record? A phonograph record. And I have a few of them still left in the house. We have a phonograph player in the house. We haven't used it in a while, but every once in a while we break it out. Sometimes on the holidays and play some stuff. I still have a few records. Sold most of my record collection. There's a story there. I'm not going to bore you with that now, but I have a couple of stories about records. One of my favorite albums back in the day was this. I purchased the ELO Out of the Blue album. Anyone familiar with that? The ELO album Out of the Blue, which was a double album, and it opened up, and you had the ELO spaceship kind of thing. And I had that, and I loved that album. Used to play it a lot. Had a lot of their greatest hits on there. And someone borrowed it from me. Says, oh, I love ELO. I'll borrow it from you. And then they borrowed it from me, and I never saw it again. Never saw it again. Now, on another note, I had almost an entire collection of Jethro Tull albums on phonograph records, which I later traded to have them all on CD because at the time I figured CD was going to just completely replace records. So I traded some of them in for CD versions. I did keep some of my Jethro Tull albums, but I had a lot of my CD collection stolen from me one time. Someone kind of came in and stole my CD collection from me, left me with, I think, just a few CDs left. That was devastating. Invest a lot of money in that CD collection and the record collection. Had a lot of records before the CDs.
Barnstar
says I was referring to the Malbec, actually. It is fantastic. So the Malbec is actually really good. You'll join the Argentinian Malbec. What is the label? What is the label? I'm curious. Maybe we've reviewed it here on the show in the past. Barnstar says, but yes, I don't think I actually owned a vinyl. I was born just when audio cassettes were getting big. Audio cassettes were still, the vinyl and audio cassettes were kind of still around in tandem pretty much. Although I guess pretty close to that time, CDs were pretty much taking over that. But my memory is getting a little bit hazy on that. Barnstar says, sadly, I wish I'd owned records. My dad had a bunch, though. Oh, the label is Chalkboard. Nothing fancy. Chalkboard. Seems that rings a bell. Not really familiar. It seems like I've heard of it. Don't recall exactly. Chalkboard. Argentinian Malbec. I may have seen it. I don't think I've ever tried it, but I may have seen that. All right. Well, I think that does it for the national days. And let's check on Facebook here. I'm going to pass around some Facebook. Dan says, here's a little Rage Again tribute to Rage Against the Machine. Ah, Rage Against the Machine. I'll probably have to watch that later since I can't do it on the show. But I can't play it on the show for copyright reasons. But I will definitely check that out. Oh, Rage Against the Machine. Let's see. What else? Am I missing anything else in the chat? There we go. Ed, you still with us? Because we're going to show a film here shortly. I think you've seen this, actually. Have you seen this? All right, I think that does it for the National Days, right? I think we're good. Did I get them all? Yeah, National Record Store. I didn't drink to that, did I? I will drink to it now. National Record Store Day. Okay, that does it for the National Days, right? And this is what we're drinking. This is what we're drinking here is the Cantina Zaccanini Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. It's a 2019 red wine from Italy. I'm liking this wine. It's actually fairly smooth, and it's gone very well with all of the foods that we've paired it with so far. 13% alcohol by volume. That should carry me over at the end of the show. I'll try not to overdo it. I don't want to disappoint my wife or Roadkill Bill, who is down here waiting for his turn at the end of the show. I have to bring in Roadkill Bill. All right. So let's see what we got here. Let's tell some dad jokes. Yeah. Oh, wait. I have one more toast. I don't want to forget. I have one more toast. This is a special toast. They're all special toasts, aren't they? Let me catch up in the chat here just a moment here. Barnstar says, but I did let it breathe for about an hour before I sipped it, so that counts for something. It always does. It always does, Barnstar. It's a good you really want to decant the wine first if you can, in most cases. And for the Malbecs, yeah, I think a Malbec really does need a decent decanting. For about 20 minutes or so, it's probably fine. An hour, yeah, that's plenty of time for the wine to breathe, I think. And Amishay says, I approve, Barnstar. So Barnstar says, so when it is labeled as red wine, does that mean it's a blend? A good deal of the time, not always, but a good deal of the time, they're usually referring to a red blend, although not always, but a good deal of time, yes. Now, the blend, of course, the blend can really vary. I mean, if it says red wine, and if it's a red blend and it doesn't really specify what the blend is, yeah, it could mean anything. Let's go back to the back label for just a minute. I don't see anything on the back label that denotes a blend of wine. It just says red wine. It's very possible this could be a blend. It could be. It's quite possible. But yeah, that's often the case. Not 100% of the time, but it's often the case. All right, so I have one more toast to make. This is a special toast, and for those who are on Twitch and who know who I'm talking about, I want to give a special toast because they're not here. I don't expect them to be here. If they are here, I would be very surprised, and I'd be a little disappointed because they really need to have this together time right now, don't you think? Rather than be here with me watching us all drink wine, unless they're toasting together, which they could be. Let me get my fireworks. This calls for fireworks. Barnstar, Amishay, I think you know who I'm talking about. I want to give a special toast out to my good friends, That Square Guy and Darcy, who I believe today was their wedding day, right? I think they were getting married today, if I'm not mistaken. Now, Australia, you know, the land down under, we're on a different time zone than Australia. I think it's already Sunday there and still Saturday night here or whatever. So I'm not sure exactly when the wedding occurred, when it commenced, but I am pretty sure it's Barnstar or Amish Ace. You may know. Either of you may know. I'm not sure about Australian time, except I know that it is a different time zone from where I am. Very different. Yes, Barnstar says, oh, yeah, the Lovebirds got married this weekend. Yes, yes, they did. And it's about time, don't you think? It's about time. They've been engaged for how long? They've been engaged for so long. So those of you who are not familiar with the Square Guy is one of my all-time favorite streamers, along with Amish Ace, by the way. But both streaming Legos, doing Lego streams, and That Square Guy does Lego streams along with Darcy, his now wife, and the two of them also do some baking videos from time to time where they bake pies and things like that, and some live baking streams, and they do some gaming streams. They do a few games, and I am honored to consider him my friend. But I am really honored now. This isn't about me. This is about them. I want to give them a toast because the honor is all for them right now because they got married. And I want to give a special toast to That Square Guy and Arcy. Congratulations. Let's all toast them together. That Square Guy and Darcy, congratulations. May you have many, 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 many years of wedded bliss. May you always have wedded bliss. Here's to That Square Guy and Darcy. Congratulations. Barnstar says they've been engaged for 2 years or more and had to delay the wedding because of COVID. That's right. They had planned to get married somewhat earlier, but because of COVID and the COVID restrictions in Australia, they had to, yeah, they did have to delay that. But it was not their intention, I don't think, to delay it this long. It was just a matter of circumstances. And Barnstar says, cheers, congratulations to Square and Darcy. I'll drink to that. All right. Let's go back to camera one for just a minute. And I'm going to try and reserve a little bit of this wine. But let's tell a few dad jokes. It's time for some dad jokes, don't you think? And Dan has one. He's got one already waiting in the wings here. So anyone else, send in your best dad jokes. But of course, let me move this plate over just a little bit. Show you what we've got for the dad joke book. This is a different dad joke book. And for Barnstar, I think you won a dad joke book a long time ago. But this is a different one. So you're eligible for this. Camera three is up. This is 365 truly terrible wisecracks, a daily dose of dad jokes. And the way this works is that there's a dad joke for every day of the year. There's 365 of them. And in this dad joke book, they're going for every day. And I think we read them up until, April 19th, I think. Did we? Let me see. Let me check if I remember. Well, maybe I read it up to the 16th. Okay, well, we'll pick it up anyway from May. We'll pick it up from May 17th. How about that? And we'll read some dad jokes. You guys put in your best dad jokes, and then we're going to read your dad jokes, and we're going to see. And like I said, Dan has his ready. And then we'll see who can win a dad joke book tonight. How about that? Everybody ready? Okay, Barnstar says, oh, very nice, a new dad joke book. I was just about to bust out the one you sent to me last year. Well, you can still do that. You can still do it. But you have a chance to win this one. And, of course, Amish Ace, I know you've got some dad jokes around, right? And Amy, come on. You surely, even though you're probably not a dad, but I'm sure you've got some puns and dad jokes type of thing, funny jokes that you can put in there. Also, Kathy, Sharon, Ed. I know Ed's full of them. Ed always has one ready. Let's get our dad jokes ready. And we will, let's jump right in, do this. Okay, May 17th. And then as soon as we do a few dad jokes, we'll get right to the film. I know that's what everybody's waiting for, right? You'll love this film. It's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. I want you to see this film. I don't want you to miss it. Although I think Ed's seen it before, but it's probably been like 40 years since he's seen it. May 17th. What do you call a can opener that doesn't work? A can't opener. I think I read this one already. All right, May 18th. I'm reading May. Oh, I'm supposed to be reading April. I'm in the wrong month. How about that? Oh, that's my dad joke for the night. Okay. Okay, now that makes more sense. Now I know why that it wasn't. All right. Let's. Okay, we'll start with April 21st. My wife came to me quite stressed. Honey, I'm worried about our daughter, she said. She's playing with sticks, pretending they're going on a date and falling in love, but then she lights their heads on fire. It's okay, I told her. She's just a matchmaker. Oh, boy, that's awful. That doesn't get... I don't have anything for that. April 22nd, the bank sent me a new credit card, claiming it had chip technology, but when I dunked it in French onion dip, it still tasted like plastic. I don't... Yeah. April 23rd. Boiler alert. If you heat water on a stove for several minutes, it will bubble. April 24th. What did the left eye say to the right eye? Between you and me, something smells. Okay, that earned a rim shot. April 25th. They should do another Harry Potter movie when Harry retires. They could call it Harry Potter and the Kidney Stones. April 26. I told you these were bad, right? April 26. My dad and I snuck up on several rabbits all munching on grass in a field. Then all of a sudden, one of them spotted me, and in a flash, the rabbits all jumped into a single file line and hopped away. My dad yelled, "Now that's what I call a receding hairline." I guess that gets a rim shot, I suppose. They don't get any better. April 27th. Why was that dog arrested? He was living a pug life. April 28th. Oh, my. And this is a family-friendly show. Can I even read this? I don't. My son resisted puberty at first, but it's starting to grow on him. April 29th. What kind of cheese surrounds a castle? Mozzarella. Mozzarella. April 30th. What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter? An irrelevant. I think I've heard that one before. All right. Let's hear that. That's enough of those dad jokes. Let's get to yours. Let's get to your dad jokes. Let's see the best or the worst one could win a dad joke book. And we'll let the audience, since CM Center's not in the chat tonight, we'll let the audience decide who's going to win tonight. All right. So we have a few here. Dan says, what do cowboys like on their salads? Ranch. Okay. I can get some more of that. Amy has one as well. And Amy says, what do you call a lazy kangaroo? A pouch potato. All right, that gets applause. Okay. Pouch potato, that's cute. I like that one. I like Dan's too, actually. I like both of them. Where Dan? Here it is, right there. There it is. Okay, and what do we have from Barnstar? Barnstar, you got some. Let me see. At least if I have any from Amish Ace here. Okay, so Barnstar is saying. But that might be cheating. Oh, because he was talking about using the old dad joke book to pull out jokes to win a new dad joke book. He says, but that might be cheating, using an old dad joke book to win a new dad joke book. I don't know. Marstar says, I have some Father of the Bride speech dad jokes to fit the wedding theme tonight. Okay, let's hear those. Let's see what we got. Let's see what they've got there. I can't talk. 13% alcohol by volume, folks. That's how it works on this show. Sometimes it just wicks my merds up anyway. Barstar says, they say marriage is like wine. It keeps getting better with age so long as you put a cork in it. Okay, I like that one. That's a good one. Marriage is like wine. It keeps getting better with age so long as you put a cork in it. I didn't say that, Chi. That's not one of mine, okay? Barnstar says, thank you all for coming. It wouldn't be the same without you. It would be a lot cheaper, though. I like these, too. Where'd you get these? Did that come from the dental book? Oh, well, that's good. I like that one. Okay. Barnstar says, okay, I think I've spammed enough here, I think. Do those come from the dad joke books, or were those yours? I'll see. I'll tell you, see. What? I know I'm mixing my words up here. I like the lazy kangaroo joke. A pouch potato. I really like that joke. I wonder if Amy's going to win this book. What do you guys think? You think Amy wins a dad joke book tonight? Let's see if we got any other jokes in here coming up in the chat. Does that work tonight? Okay. That works for tonight, right? Amy, I'm going to call it. If no objections, I'm going to call it. Amy, you win the dad joke book. How about that? I'm sending Amy a dad joke book. Okay. Congratulations, Amy. You've just won yourself a dad joke book. If you can, direct message me there on Facebook, or just go ahead and email me at rick@savoyamedia.com, rick@savoyamedia.com, and I will just send me a valid address where I can ship it to. It's going to be a P.O. box. It's okay. I'm just going to send it through mail. And I don't do anything else with your address, okay? It's just for sending this out, so it's safe with me. But do that. Just send it over, and you've won yourself a dad joke book. And let's get some fireworks for Amy. Congratulations, Amy. You've won the dad joke book tonight. Okay. I've got one more I want to do. One more dad joke. Let's get one more dad joke. I'm on a dad joke roll. Let's just pick one for me. I haven't heard that one before, have I? Yes, I have. That's August. Let's see. I'm jumping ahead here. Let's see. You know what? I didn't read any of the ones from February. February 20th. Let's go to my birthday. February 15th. Why was the superhero the one to flush the toilet? It was his duty. And one more. Let's take a minute to remember the boiled water. It will be missed. That was terrible. It was funny, but it was terrible. All right. Amy says, thank you. I'm speechless. Is that another joke? Or is that for me? I'm just kidding. You're like I said, just send. That's for you again. Send it in to rick@savoyamedia.com, and I will email your dad joke book out to you as soon as possible. And Ed can attest to that because I sent him one. He just got his the other day. As a matter of fact, I want to read that if I can. If it's okay, Ed, it's on my cell phone. Let me see. Ed was saying that he received the dad joke book today. Thanks. And he wants to know, is your list of wines from Drink with Rick online somewhere along with Up, Down, or Meh? And that's a good question. That's why I wanted to read that, if you didn't mind, Ed. That's a really good question. Is your list of wines from Drink with Rick online somewhere along with Up, Down, or Meh? Actually, at this time, no. but it is something that I'm working on. It's something that early on when I started the show, I wanted to do. It's just that I hadn't had time to get around to, you know, to doing it. And really, I've neglected some things on the website. I really need to get back on the website and update it and stuff. But it's an excellent idea. It is something that I thought about doing before, but I had put aside, and I think it probably would serve people better if I did do that. So I'm going to make a point in the next couple of weeks to try to make that happen. Let me see if I can make that happen. By the way, we had someone in the chat last week ask me about Greek wines, and I hadn't really reviewed a Greek wine up until this point, but I said that I would search for a Greek wine, and I am still on that search for a good Greek wine, so I'm going to look around, and we're going to, as soon as I find one that is in my price point, of course, we're going to open it up and review it on the show so we can have a Greek wine to review. I think that's a great idea. Excellent idea. Okay, so Barnstar says, I vote for Amy, and I'm glad you did. Barnstar says, I looked those jokes up online. The pouch joke was can't talk. Put this away. The pouch joke was great. Okay, thank you. That's what Barnstar says. So Amy, Barnstar likes your joke too. I vote for Amy, and congrats, Amy. And he says, who can't resist a good doodle joke? A Greek wine review would be really interesting, says Barnstar. And I agree. I really haven't done one before. That's one that I haven't tried. We're going to try it. And that was a suggestion from a new viewer from last week. If he's in the chat, showing it in the chat shortly, I want to say thank you. And I am on the search for one. Have not forgotten about that. We're going to do it. Okay, so I think it's time. I've been waiting for this whole show to show you this film. So I've got this film to show you. It is a silent film. This is a silent standard 8mm film that I made almost 46 years ago with my buddies. And for those of you who have watched the show before, and Amy and Dan, those of you who've seen some of the other films that I've shown in the past, like News of Six and the Miracle Exercise Cube and Stringy Art and that sort of thing. These are the same group of guys. We made films. Here's how it worked is that we kind of more or less grew up together in middle school and high school, and we were making films together for a long time. And when we got out of high school, we continued to make films for a long time. And we still get together. We're old friends from way back when. We've been friends for, I don't know, 50 years or so, 50 years or more. I guess we've got close to 50 years. And so I've known these guys for a long time, and we've been kind of our own little filmmaking troupe, I guess you could say. This is something we did for fun. And this was one film that we made very early on when we were in our teens, and we were going to high school, and we started a film club. We were attending Lake Howell High School in Florida, the Oviedo area, Winter Park, Oviedo. I guess it's considered, it's just outside of Oviedo, so I guess it would still be the Winter Park area or Castlebury. Anyway, we attended that school, graduated from Lake Howell High School in 1978, and in between that time, for the 4 years that we attended, we had a film club, mostly with us, and we had a few other people in the club too, a bunch of people that would join in, you know, come in and out during the few years that we had the club. But we were the core group in the club, and we'd make these films. And we had a sponsor. We had a teacher that sponsored us, Mr. Peter Richman, who also loved film. And started a film class because of this. And, of course, we all attended the class and got school credit for making films. And one of the little films that we made we did it in the summer just before school started back up, called Around the Pool in 80 Laps. And this was shot at my friend Pete's house. They had a pool in their house. And this was a race. Yeah, it's a spoof on Around the World in 80 Days, of course. But this was called Around the Pool in 80 Laps. And it was a spoof on a race around the pool in lawn chairs. This is stop motion animation. And it's about, film's about 2-3.5 minutes long or so. It's not a long film, but we did this in stop motion animation in the summer of 1976. As a matter of fact, August 26, 1976, because we had it was in the credits, in the titles, we put the actual date that we made the film. And this film is unusual in a couple of ways. One is because we were mixing a little bit of stop motion animation with some live cinematography. But the other thing that we did that was really unusual was that we shot this thing in a... I love the widescreen film format. Always loved the widescreen film format ever since I was a kid. Loved widescreen. And one of the things that I wanted to do was I really wanted to have my 8mm film camera, my standard 8mm film camera, to be in a widescreen format. So I was experimenting around and I said, it'd be cool to make a film in a widescreen format. And it wasn't real true widescreen, but it was kind of a simulated widescreen. And the way I did that was by masking the film. I had this light box, a mask box, in front of the camera. These are all practical effects. And I made a mask for it in front of the camera, which we used to shoot everything. So we had the film transfer digitized, thanks to Nicholas Coyle, who is the guy who transfers and restores all of our films. And I was able to perfect that a little bit, so it's actually in more of an actual widescreen format. So I'm kind of excited about this, because I love widescreen. Barnstar says, I read that. I did read that. Ooh, it's from 76. Can't wait to watch this world premiere. Yes, it is a world premiere because this film has never before been seen publicly on the internet. Ed says, your top 10 list was a good start. Thanks. Yeah, but I need to go deeper on that, so I really need to put up all the wines that are reviewed. And that's a great suggestion, Ed, and I really appreciate it, and I'm going to start working on that. Ed, you've seen Around the Pool in 80 Laps, I believe, but it's been a long, long time, and I can't wait to show this to you. So I'm going to go ahead and show it to you now. Now, this is a silent film shot on standard 8mm, no soundtrack. So I'm going to do the director's commentary, and especially for the sake of those who are listening to the podcast later and can't see the film, I'm going to do my best to give a running update on what's going on screen. So the rest of you guys who can see what's going on, please don't get annoyed with that, because I'm doing this for the folks who can't see it, who are listening on the podcast. So everybody get your drinks together, and Barnstar and everyone else is drinking something. Trust me, you're going to need to drink to this. It's funnier that way. All right, here we go. Here is Around the Pool in 80 Laps. This title, the Lake Hell Film Club Presents, that's my friend Doug Torta, who is also News of Six, and he's simulating the Statue of Liberty from Columbia Pictures, if you remember that. Eric Solomon, Peter Gibbiser were in this film. It's a little bit out of focus here because of the lighting and everything like that, and of course our choice of... Yeah, we're trying to be fancy with this, and our choice of background colors weren't great. In fact, some of the background colors were hideous, like this one. And we did have props. 8/30/76. Okay, it was the 30th of August. So it starts off, we have our two race contestants. That's Jim Chamberlain. First one to circle the pool 80 times is the winner. We've got the premise, very simple premise. And he has the flag, and his race set, go. And they're off to the races. Yeah, the first lap. I did tell you you're going to need to be drinking during this, right? Trust me. So there's the first lap completed. By the way, the guy in the mask, the black mask, we didn't really point this out in the film, but he is the masked marauder. We called him the masked marauder. So he goes into the drink. That becomes a running gag in the film, of course. And then Eric hits the pole because he's not paying attention. And then here is the medic. The medic comes out to... Yeah, we had a medic. Doesn't every race have a medic? The ambulance? That's the medic. Chris Knightsky. And here comes Pete back out. The mass marauder, I mean. And they're off to the races again. Picked up the race. Red, the green flag. Oh, and he goes back in the drink again. And that's only a lap two. So now we're at lap 39. Time has passed. And we've got a pit stop. Eric's going into the pit stop. So he's in the pit stop. Pick up some fuel, right? There's Jim giving him some fuel, the premium. And this was kind of an inside joke here. Lake Hell Film Club card is not honored here. Surprise. That's a Lake Hell Film Club membership card. So the cards are no good, so he has to give him cash. He takes out a bill. Jim takes the other pile of bills that he had in his other hand. And Eric's back out on the track. And here comes Pete. Oh, he was going to go in for a pit stop, but he saw Eric coming out. He doesn't want to lose his place, so he's going to catch up with him. Lap 40. Eric lost control of his chair. And then Pete trying to go around him. He lost control too. And he's back in the drink again. Speaking of drink. Okay. And of course, here's the medic. Here's the ambulance in the water. The mass marauder has to be rescued. And then time passes again. We're back to lap 77. Okay. And then lap 78. And lap 79. And they're going back around. And then the 80th lap, the final lap. And they wind up switching around, going in the opposite directions, and they're facing each other, and they're going to collide. And who wins? We'll never know. And that's the joke. And I think there was a final logo here at the end. I'm going to let the logo come up. Lake Hell Film Club logo that we animated as well. All... cutout animation, cheap stuff for young teens. And that was around the pool in 80 laps. I told you needed something to drink with that, right? Anybody still with us now? Barcher says, ha ha ha, pouring a new glass of Malbec before it rolls. I hope it helped. I really hoped it helped. Amy says, that was so cool. Well, I really appreciate that, Amy. I really do. I'm honored that you liked it. And Dan, I hope you're still with us. And like, oh, man, I got to get out of here. But thank you. That's much appreciated. Ed, I know you saw this film before, right? It was years and years ago. Barnstar says, that was genuinely hilarious, Rick. So creative and an instant classic. Well, thank you, Barnstar. Thank you very, very much. Barnstar says, and the commentary was perfect. Well, I tried. I've only had half a bottle of wine, right? All right. Once again, this is what we've been drinking. This is the Cantina Zaccanini Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. That's a 2019 red wine. And once again, to be honest, I really don't know what the grapes are in this wine. And it may very well be a blend. May very well be one. Barnstar says, I seriously loved it so much. Well, I'm glad. I'm seriously glad that you did, Barnstar. Look, we're going to have some more of these coming up. I had, as I mentioned before, a couple of weeks ago, I had just sent another batch of films off to Nicholas and by the way, I didn't have the tag there, but this is all the restoration was all from Nicholas Coyle, NicholasCoyle.com. He does a fabulous job. I want to say at this point, I want to give a toast to Nicholas, actually. Nick, he does a fabulous job restoring these films, and I've got a little short thing to say about this one and then the other one, Attack of the Bubble Creatures, which you may have seen before. This film was originally, this and Attack of the Bubble Creatures were the first two films that I had digitized, but I had sent them off to another place to do it. And I had been on a search for several years trying to find a decent place that I could trust to send my films off to have them restored and archived. And this place that did it, the first two films, they came back and they were kind of washed out. The color wasn't right. The lighting wasn't right. It was just not great. And so I asked them for a redo, which they did, because they allow for one redo if I'm not completely happy with it. So I did. They did a redo, and they sent me the remasters, and they were a little bit better in some ways, but they were kind of lacking in others. They still weren't great. They had some issues. So I never was really happy with the two, although I did show Attack of the Bubble Creatures one night on Twitch in its entirety. I've shown clips of Attack of the Bubble Creatures here on this show in the past. That's the one I made with the scratch-off animation. It was the sci-fi spoof. But I never really was happy with the way it turned out. So when I started having some of these other films done, and I went to Nick Coyle, and he did The Analyst and some of the other films that you've seen that I've shown in the past, that he did a fabulous job with those. And I said to him, I think I want to send these other two films to you too, because I really like the work that you've done on these other films. I want to send these two back and see if you can improve on them. So I did. With this last batch that I sent him, I sent Attack of the Bubble Creatures and Around the Pool in 80 Laps. I got it back, and it was such a vast improvement over these other guys. I was really impressed. Now, it's not perfect because, I mean, these are 45, 46-year-old films, some a little older than that. So the color has faded a lot on them. There's been, scratches and a lot of deterioration. But the work that he did to restore the color, and the colors that you see on and Around the Pool in 80 Laps is like a 200%. I am not kidding. It's like a 200% improvement over what was before, because the other one was like the colors were like really washed out, and I was looking at maybe trying to have to do this on my own frame by frame, and I really didn't have time to deal with it. So I sent him to Nick, and he got him back, and I was really impressed. He did a great job on them. Nick, here's to you, Nicholas Coyle, NicholasCoyle.com. If you want to have any, if you need any archiving done for your old films and videos and things like that, he's the man. He's the man to go to. Nicholas Coyle, thank you. Thank you very much. Great stuff. So I've got, and Barnstar says the digital quality was really impressive. Yeah, it was. And for a very, very small format film, it's I'm really impressed that we got any kind of quality out of them at all, because it's a very, very small format. I mean, you're talking about 8mm, you know, less than the width of my thumb here, and I have a fat thumb. And it's 8mm. I wish I had a piece of film up here to show you, but I didn't bring it up here with me. But it's hard to do. It's difficult to do that. Barnstar says, and August 30th is my birthday, although I wouldn't be born for another 3 years after the film was made. I'll definitely toast your movie, Rick. Well, thank you, Barnstar. Thank you very much. And Ed says, I don't remember all of it. Well, now you have something to remember. Ed says, I'm glad to see it all with your commentary. Thank you, Ed. Ed says, Gratchoff on tiny film stock, quite impressive. You know, I've got a clip of it. If everybody hasn't seen it, if you got a couple of minutes, I mean, it's, you know, we got a couple of minutes, why not? And then I'll give you the final review on the wine, which should be easy to do. Let me go back to my film list, the film and video list. What did I do with it on here? I have so many. Here it is. All right, let me pick out a clip, a short clip. Oh, here's clip three, Attack of the Bubble Creatures. I'll show clip three. It's a few minutes long. Everybody want to see this? One little clip from Attack of the Bubble Creatures, another silent film. I'm not showing the complete film tonight. I want to be putting a music track to it. But here's a little clip to give you a taste of what it was like. And I've shown it before, but I'll show it again. Here is clip three, just a little segment of Attack of the Bubble Creatures. This is a battle scene. These are the characters from Attack of the Bubble Creatures. Hey, what are you doing on my roof? That they've just been attacked by these bubble creatures and that have landed from space. And the guy's saying, help us. The guy's run out of his house and said, what are you doing on my roof? And he says, help us. And he's looking up there at these guys. In the meantime, that's my brother, Michael, and Dana Dunham in the back, who I've toasted many times, fighting these bubble creatures. And then Chris Brownson, who just came out of the house, he's going to join the fight. This is the big fight. This is one of the big fight scenes in the film. This film is like 16 minutes long, 17 minutes long. So it's a whole film, pretty much, short film. A one-reeler, I guess you could say. But this is just one little clip, couple-minute clip. You've got these bubbles, you know, running around and zapping these guys, and these guys are like fighting them. I'm not going to go through a whole big commentary on this, but it's pretty intense. But like Ed said, scratch off on tiny film stock. I did this frame by frame. This was animated frame by frame, all of this on very tiny film stock. And if you know that I wear glasses, very nearsighted, so I was able to get up close and see what I was doing, but with a light box. But it was frame by frame. We're talking thousands of frames in this 17-minute film. Much of it was animated with these bubble creatures. And Dana's going on the attack there. Yeah, this is all animated. Scratching off the emulsion on the film. And I think this is close to the end of that segment. There is a big finale here. That's not part of this clip, but it's... I think this is the end of this segment. You know, Mike, for intelligent beings, they sure are dumb. Yeah, it's supposed to be a joke. It's supposed to be funny. This is supposed to be a comedy, basically. Everything I made was comedy. Will it work again? Let's try it and see. So that was the clip from Attack of the Bubble Creatures. It's something I made when I was a kid. And as you could tell, we were all kids in that film. I think I was, 13 or 14 when I started making it. And then when I finished the film, I had it around in pieces, little pieces, segments, because it took so long to animate. And there were a few years where I just kind of put it aside and didn't do anything with it. And then one day when I was about, 19, 20, I just moved away from home. And I was carrying all these pieces of film that had to be edited together. And I was thinking, okay, look, I either have to throw this thing out or I have to finish it. What is it going to be? So I figured, well, why don't I just finish it, because I put so much work into it. So I went ahead and finished the film. So technically, the film was finished when I was about 20, I think. But I started off shooting it when I was like 13 or 14. So that's kind of how that worked. Attack of the Bubble Creatures. So Barnstar says, yes, please show us a tease, which you did. He said, Barnstar says, whoa, the effects and choreography is really incredible. It really shows that you put a lot of effort into it. We really did. And the guys not knowing exactly where the bubbles were going to be, I was kind of sort of directing them on camera, like, okay, this is where the creature's going to be coming from. Because I have all this in my head. It was all in my head. I could picture it all in my mind. But, of course, the other actors, didn't really know exactly. They kind of had an idea of what they were going to be doing and where the creatures were going to be, but they didn't know exactly right offhand. So it did take some choreography, and I think we had to do a little bit of blocking and things like that, to sort of a little rehearsing to make sure everybody was going to be where they were supposed to be. But overall, I mean, look, when you get young guys like that together who have big imaginations anyway, it's a lot easier. It is. Barnstar says, every hit of theirs was spot on with the animated creatures. Well, part of that was me, too, because I had to be there and, with the animation in the right place. And fortunately, when you're adding the animation after the fact, it's a little bit easier to coordinate it and have them in the right spots. But, yeah, it was a lot of work. It really was. And it was not something we did all at once. We did it over the course of a period of time that we shot that. But one of these days, as soon as I finish the music track for it, I want to have an original music track for it, then we'll show the entire thing. Maybe we'll do a premiere here and show the entire movie of Attack of the Bubble Creatures sometime. I think you get a kick out of it. I know Ed's seen the movie, and yeah, that's fun. Especially after quite a few drinks, it's a lot more fun then. It is. Everything gets funner after a few drinks, right? Okay. I guess it's time to close it up then, isn't it? And I want to give a final review for the wine. This is the Cantina Zaccanini Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. 2019 red wine. We're not sure exactly what grapes are in it. A little bit of a mystery, but I'm liking this wine so far. I'll tell you what, it went great. It went really well. It went well with the dad jokes, actually. It went well with the ribeye and this was the beef summer sausage, and this was the unexpected cheddar with parm. It went really well with that. And also, of course, the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda was not a miss at all. Now, I didn't try it with this. And my wife said, she said it was a, what'd she say it was? What'd you say it was, Chi? She said, I have to go back up here and look. Mochi cake. It was a mochi cake made with rice flour. No, we could try it. We could try it out. Why not? Try it with them. Wine, oh wow, this is actually pretty good. Wasn't expecting that. Pretty decent. Strange. Interesting. It's okay. I don't know if that would be the first dessert I choose to go with this wine, but it wasn't bad. As I was about to say before I started to take a taste, desserts typically go pretty well with wine and vice versa because it's all pretty much sugar in the end, right? You know, things like chocolates and pies and cakes and things like that. You don't want to overdo it, though, because you can really give yourself a sugar rush. And if you are prone to the what people consider the red wine or what they call the red wine headaches, which is mostly due to the sulfites in the wine and things like that, particularly for their bold wines. And I had a bold wine last week that I really didn't care for that much, but I drank it because I paid for it. And it was really bold, and it did give me a wine headache. Didn't give me a red wine headache, and I kind of figured it would because it was kind of giving me one when I was drinking it. Is that bold? But you don't want to overdo it with the sugar. Trust me. Ed says you can use your corkscrew for the sound effect of the popping bubble creatures. That's something you wouldn't have done when you were 12 or 13. Maybe not. Maybe it's possible. Because when I was 13, I was having a little swig of my dad's Chianti anyway. And, you know, we drank wine at home. Not as much as my dad did, but we did. Forget I said that. I don't care. Okay, so where were we? Oh, with this wine review. So overall, I like the wine. I think this is a good, easy drinking wine. It's fairly. It's not really bold wine. It's kind of medium, and it's fairly well balanced. And as it's opening up, I'm getting more blackberry, the cherry not so much, a little bit of plum, and a little bit of raspberry in this wine. Vanilla is coming out a little bit more in this, and it is a little on the oaky side, just a little bit. There was something else, there's like a little spice in there somewhere. I couldn't really make it out. But it's overall, I like the wine. It's pretty good. And I did forget to tell you what I paid for it because I did tell you overall where what the other places said that you could get this wine. And it got pretty good reviews across the board on the internet. Empire Wine had it for $13.95. Woods Wholesale Wine in Michigan, $12.94. All-Star Wine and Spirits in New York, $13.99. Vine Republic in New Jersey, $14.18. It's a little bit all, you know, kind of all over the map, a little bit. Gary's Wine and Marketplace in New Jersey, $14.99. Anything on the West Coast? I don't see a lot. B21 in Florida, $16.98. Okay, that's a little on the higher side. CaliforniaWine.com, California, $16.99. Clever Wine Online, New York, $17.99. Yannis Wine Shop in Virginia, $17.99. And Napa Cabs in California, $18.99. Wow. I'll tell you what I paid for it. What I paid for it right here, because I have the receipt from Trader Joe's. I purchased it at Trader Joe's, by the way. And for this Zaccanini Montepulciano, I paid $13.99 for this bottle. $13.99. That's what I paid for it. So available at Trader Joe's. I don't know if it's available everywhere and every Trader Joe's, but it was at the one that I went to, so I purchased a bottle. Actually, I'd been there a couple of times and seen it on the shelf and just said, nah, I'll try it next time. And then the next time I went, I looked at it again. I said, nah, I'll buy it next time. That went on for a little while. And then finally I said, you know what? I've been passing this bottle up for the last month. I'll just go ahead and buy one. So I did. And I'm glad I did because it actually turned out to be a pretty good wine. So I recommend it. I would recommend it. But that's my final review on the wine. The dad jokes. Amy, congratulations. Send me and just email me about the dad jokes. I do want to bring out one more thing before we close. I haven't forgotten about you, okay? I have not forgotten about you. I know, talking to a stuffed animal. not even animals, just stuffed. Roadkill Bill. My friend, my good friend, Roadkill Bill. Roadkill Bill. He's talking to everybody there. He's squeaking. Wow. You know why I brought him out, right? And before I explain all that, I want to thank everybody for being here with me in the chat tonight. I want to thank Dan, my friend Dan, and my lovely wife, Chi, and Sherrod and Kathy, or Kathy and Sherrod, probably Kathy, right? And Sherrod, I hope you're there too. Thank you for being here with me tonight. Amy, thank you, and congratulations once again for winning the book. My good friend Ed, as always, thank you for being here. And everyone else who joined me on Facebook, did not get into the chat, but joined me. And on Twitch, of course. Wow, on Twitch, we had a Barnstar. Thank you for being here tonight. Really, I missed you. I missed you. And Amish Ace, of course. I hope you're still here, but thank you for being here as well. And I've spread your Twitch channel around. And let's see, everybody else who joined me, who's watching on Twitch and did not get into the chat, but watching, thank you very, very much for being here with me tonight. I'm just checking through the chat just to make sure. And on Twitter, thank you for watching on Twitter. And on Odyssey, thank you for being here on Odyssey and watching as well. And YouTube, thank you for being with me on YouTube. I do appreciate each and every one of you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So here's Roadkill Bill, and he's been waiting to say his piece. Roadkill Bill, the inimitable, the flattened Roadkill Bill, who says his message is, if he can squeak it out, please do not drink and drive. Drink from the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel, your dwelling, wherever it is. Please do not drink and drive. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab. I'm not endorsing any of those specifically. I'm just saying, find someone to take you home. An Uber, a Lyft, a cab, a friend. If none of them are available, please just stay put. It's not worth it. It really isn't. You're putting yourselves and your those around you in danger, and you're putting your loved ones at some angst as well. Am I making you feel guilty yet? That's the whole idea, right, Bill? Right. Okay. Yeah. Please do not drink and drive. But I know that you're smarter than that. See, because you're watching this show and you're watching me, I know you're smarter than that. So you're not going to. Because I believe in you. All right, Bill? Don't get all squirrely on me. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all join me here again next week, along with Roadkill Bill. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.